This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. On the windy days of spring, I retreat to my office to be with my clutter. I call my office Books and Bones, and it is that. And, you know, some more. Yeah, some more. It's a comfortable place, even if it's just to sit and escape for a moment or two from the travails of the world. So I was sitting in my office, in my clutter, one windy day, and I was thinking about favorite plants. Go figure. And I thought, well, what's a cool plant to talk to you about? And I thought about a shrub, a small tree called kidneywood. And I remember learning about that when we lived in outside Tucson. Ms. Mosquiti and I had a house northwest of Tucson, and I was working and running a nursery in town. It was the early 1990s, so I was talking plants with a fellow, a friend, Russ Burrow, and I think we were talking tepary beans because he knew his way around phaseolus. But he asked me out of the blue if I knew the plant kidneywood, and I didn't. He said, well, it's out in the Coyote Mountains west of Tucson, and I'm thinking, well, he must have been out there looking for tepary beans. And anyway, he says, listen, this is cool. If you put a chunk of kidneywood, the heartwood of kidneywood, into water, it exhibits fluorescence. It turns blue. The water turns blue. The wood glows. It appears to... that really appealed to me. So another friend, Bob Zahner, this retired professor of forestry, but a very serious lover of Sonoran Desert, gets wind of those trees, I think from Russ Burrow as well. And Bob was in charge of Arizona's National Champion Trees, and he thought we should mount an expedition of native plant geeks to go to Mendoza Canyon in the Coyote Mountains west of Tucson to measure kidneywood trees, because Russ had said they were trees, not shrubs. So in 1993, a bunch of native plant nuts, 10 or 12 native plant nuts, Bob and me, and Bob's wife, Glenda, a few other folks, shout at me if you were there, please. We drove out to the base of the Coyote Mountains and hiked into Mendoza Canyon, where there was this narrow slot, and there were quite a few protected kidneywoods, and they'd grown to 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 feet tall. Wow! Okay. Kidneywood is the genus species Eisenhardia orthocarpa. Back in those days when we went on that expedition, it was Polystachya, which means many branches. The genus honors Carl Wilhelm Eisenhardt, professor of botany in the early 1800s. Orthocarpa, the newer specific epithet, translates as straight seed. It's in the pea family, Fabaceae. It's got pinnate leaves, so think leaves like a mesquite. The top of the branches are the spikes of fragrant white flowers. Fragrant! Vanilla-like. And the foliage is stinky. I love the smell, and wild critters must too, because they browse this plant seriously. What else can I tell you? Oh, it's found in southeastern Arizona, southwestern New Mexico, and southward, of course, from 3,500 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation. Oh, listen, you hear the name kidneywood. Common names? There must be dozens of common names. This plant has been a medicinal plant used medicinally for hundreds and hundreds of years, way before Europeans came and discovered it. So listen, what else can I tell you? Oh, larval food of the Arizona skipper butterfly, and the southern dogface butterfly. And this is even better. Nurseries grow this nifty native, so it might be a very cool shrub or small tree in your personal biome, right? And yes, we crowned a national champion on that day in 1993, a 21-foot-tall kidneywood. Very cool. Man, these borderlands are magical and beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.